Hog, written by Porrick Kenny and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. A message from Chicken House. I've always believed in my fellow little people. Often hidden, they help us in small but important ways, and they're always there when things get too tough. In legend, little people are forever a connection to other worlds, and that's the case in this extraordinary story too. Padraig gives heart and soul, danger and excitement to what happens when children need help the most. Barry Cunningham, publisher, Chicken House. Dedication. For my parents. Prologue. It was night when Pog heard weeping in the forest. He'd been patrolling for an hour, and the only sounds had been the occasional cries of foxes or the low hooting of owls. Pog sniffed the air. There was a scent. Human scent. Pog followed the smell. He skipped over tree roots, his eyes finely attuned to the night, his furry ears twitching as he got closer to the sound. It was coming from the trees encircling the dark, forbidden heart of the forest. Pog's hackles immediately stood on end. He paced back and forth fretfully, listening to the weeping before plunging into the undergrowth. Pog peeked out from behind a bush and into the circular clearing, which was dotted with stunted tree trunks. There was a human child sitting on one of the old stumps, a girl with dark curly hair. She was sobbing inconsolably into her hands. Pog recognized her instantly and nodded in understanding. He'd already seen her with the tall ones that very morning. They'd arrived at the house in their metal box on wheels. This was something entirely new for Pog. He was used to protecting and patrolling, not coming across the children of tall ones crying in the forest. He didn't know what to do. He didn't want to reveal himself, but the girl was clearly lost.
What to do, what to do,
he thought, chewing on his thumb. The decision was made for him as he saw the girl suddenly look up towards the ancient twisted tree that lay at the centre of the clearing. It was as if she'd heard something. She stood up, frowning curiously at the tree, and then started to walk carefully towards it.
Psst, no,
Pog hissed, drawing his sword and staff without thinking. The girl wheeled around. Who's that? Who's there? Pog hid behind the bush, his chest tight, muscles tensed.
A friend, he said. Is you lost?
The girl wiped her eyes and nodded. Yes, she whimpered.
Come then, and Pog will show you the way home,